ever since I had that big standoff at the door in Brazil, last time there. As a matter of fact, I'm going back in a couple of weeks. This time it's a preacher's conference, and there'll generally be 700-800 preachers there. And it's a It is by registration. So we believe they will be. We know they will be. I stopped at the end of the first part so that I could move on you to do the second part, because there's a place, a depth that can be reached in the understanding of spiritual things that knows when we all become in one accord, then wonderful things happen. Brought that up just for one reason. All of you, set yourself in agreement with me, because we're going to be exploring some new territory with these preachers, and it'll have to do with what door is opening and what's going to begin to happen in Brazil. So extend your faith this way. Set yourself in agreement with me now. Father God, I thank you for the outpouring of the revival. And in accordance with you, that it is scheduled to exceed at anything that they have done. It shall exceed anything or any times that they had in the past, where revival fires burned like they're going to burn when these groups of preachers began to understand the power there is in the transition to love. Because when they understand and begin to operate off of the trail of love, step by step, day by day, forward, they'll see a great revival in all of Brazil, as you're getting ready to see in the parts of the world that you're affecting. So be strong, be strong. So now, let's try that agreement. Set yourself in agreement with me when I get to go back, that I'm going to be able to follow down the trail very closely as he lays on me, as we set the first building blocks for them to take their first steps in what God is attempting to pour out in Brazil in the time that we have left before his return. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're going back in a couple of weeks. And I get it now. It's the preacher's conference. So we get to begin to open them up. Woo, to more of the Word. To the power. To the importance of praying in the Holy Spirit. Again. However, in my whole life, I've never repeated that same message twice. Okay. Hallelujah. So it looks like some things are changing. Hallelujah. It looks like, reading the signs, that things are getting closer and closer and closer. Even in this last meeting that I had, it seems like wherever I'm going, if God is introducing a truth that is imperative for the future and where it happens and what happens when great revival fires come. And I could not help but cover enough ground to set the understanding to begin to take steps again in the teaching of the kind of love that He has for us to walk in. And believe me when I say, we set lots of foundational work. Lots of foundational word to begin to set them forward. So wherever I go, if I'm thinking that I've been isolated in a little place to receive that love more and more and more, I have, because this is where I live. But I'm finding out He's wanting to set the roots. He's wanting to turn things in the right direction. He's wanting them to know things more than ever before. How to handle what's coming and the kind of things that's going to take place. I think it'll be a lot as centuries have passed between you seeing the revival and the miracles and the power that the apostles walked in. It just shook their generations up. Yet in the last day, the Antichrist is already boasting about the signs and wonders he can have that'll deceive the very elect, if possible. Oh yeah? He doesn't know what kind of signs and wonders we're going to have to just run in and stop the living daylights out of Him and His miracles. Because we're going to harvest more than they are. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know if that could happen. I feel rather defeated. Well, if no feet, you can't walk. Start crawling and then get your feet back. Hallelujah. When the sower sowed the word, persecution and afflictions, cares of this life, deceitfulness of riches, and lust for other things entered in. And wouldn't it be something that those other things was in the foundation, but deceitful and riches, that was the one that could empower mostly the lust for other things, which is sometimes the God complex. A person gets to thinking they're so great, they lust for glory. But He taught me so much in that area since the love of God is up. And you'll just have to forgive me if I wear you out with that. The deceitfulness of riches and lust for other things. Have you ever wondered what it meant to, when you give, don't be as the hypocrites, and they blow a trumpet when everybody's marched by to saw how big their check is, then they'll give it. He said, you know, don't let anybody know, don't. Yeah. But the deceit of riches, see, it follows on up and can empower the lust of other things. And he's teaching me more and more about the things that come to a person who, in that lust for other things, and get all the equipment they need from a masquerading angel as light, and all the people's adoration, plus money, willing to do anything for it. The gimmicks get out there. You'll use more and more of them. Sister Quack, she started quacking more and running around the service. And Sister Canine, she runs across, woof, 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 barking. And Jewel Smith, he comes in with a new ladder of gold flowing all over his clothes every day. We have signs and wonders in our church, and the light of angel will say, that's because there's no one like you. You're special. You're special. After all, was there two Marys? No. No. Was they two Noahs? No. Was there two John the Baptists? No. Were they two Adams? Yes, and the same one beat the living daylights out of the first one. Were there two Elijahs? No, yet one's to come. You're him. And I am the angel Gabriel. Then he looks around to see if there's any assassination devils. How do you think deception takes place? It's way off, so you don't recognize it? Where do you think it takes place? Seeing the deceitfulness of riches. It's there. It flocks in because they don't care who they hurt or how they get it. So when I made it to this last door, there was a, I'm not going to repeat the whole thing, but here, when I was here, I heard an avalanche fall behind me, and I understood that it was the closing of one realm and opening another. And when that realm closed and then the other one opened, I left for Brazil immediately. It was the last time I went there. The last time, not the last time I'm going there. The last time I went there. I went to Brazil and that meeting carried out okay. It was okay. I think it was when we were finished and staying over for to do Sunday and how we finish up. And it was that night that I woke up and my shoulders were braced on the pillow, my head was laying back, and for some reason I just opened my eyes a little. And there's a clothes not far from a chair, not far from the bed, and that's what we do, you know, we just... So I threw my other clothes over the chair. When I woke up, there's this guy sitting in it staring at me. That's not a nice thing to wake up to. Did you know him? No, I didn't know him. He was glaring at me. Well, not exactly glaring, but a suspicious look at me. Because I barely cracked my eye like that. And I saw him and I thought, what in the world? I really didn't know if I was sleeping or awake at that point till I moved my hand over my heart. And I do that just for pure habit. And he said, look, he moved his hand over his heart. Does he know that you're going to kill him with a poisoned dart? Now that's the second nice thing to wake up to. Well, I wasn't just going to lay there. So I sat up, and when I did, he ran. He ran across to meet another bunch that just came in. And they started lining the walls, both sides. And when they lined the walls to both sides, that's when... And now I can, for memory's sake, I say, and that's the angel Emma. How many heard of that? And the theologians got him that there's no women angels. No women angels. No, there's not any women angels that belong to God. But Jesus, well, Satan himself can masquerade as an angel of light. Or you can entertain a stranger unaware, meaning you thought it was a stranger, but it was an angel. So you know they've got a way. They were created to operate in both worlds, actually to serve our creation. But they've created to, so somehow. But when he reduced him to eat the dust of the earth, that was a reduction in his power, which meant he can't walk up and just push you off into the San Joaquin Valley. No, that's not where there's a deep. He just can't throw you off of a cliff. Can't throw you into Niagara Falls. Can't come up behind and push you when you're not looking. Down you go. He reduced to operate on the level of the flesh. Now all he can do is in his authority, which he's already given us power over. They come up to you and try to tell you to jump off. So that was the first time then I believed that he did see an angel. It did come to him as an angel, but it wasn't the right one. I mean, services are not supposed to have people barking like dogs and running around. That's, what in the world has that got to do with worship? God doesn't just want to sit around and gold dust people. Lance, a sign and a wonder would be just as good a one if they put it in your teeth and you never had to get them fixed anymore. So when the witch came out, the witch, she even looked like she was a little bit of a stocky woman, and she had dark hair and steely eyes. And she had a real powerful smoking flax in her hand that was pretty good sized looking. I looked at her and what she was doing. And after those other fallen angels established themselves, she was walking down with them like for protection, and fanning the death of curse of death. She was phoning it in my direction like that, and then watching me every step of the way, she's starting to cross over to the other side, and then that's when I stood up. But just before I stood up, because as God is my witness, I had no fear. I headed towards the bunch, and they started backing away and going through the wall. But even the ones that didn't make it through the wall still disappeared at the same time. Then, as soon as they disappeared and got reorganized, then started the chanting. I'm going to kill you. Boy, that's getting old. That's getting old. See? I'm going to kill you. Well, when I got through the door, my surprise, the one I came from had lots and lots of doors, and it had a vault, and it opened just about that much for a little while. And as I preached last time, a little bit of the love leaked out, and it affected me drastically. I had more doors to go, but it affected me drastically. The level of love changed in me, and I could talk all about it. I didn't know much about it. Edification edified me to a place, and then gave me a key. And when it gives you the key from edifying yourself to that place, and it unlocks fasting, then fasting is going to add the next step to the power and the walk that you walk in. And I even remember how important meditation was, caused by the whole package. Assimilation, that the day and night kind that was talked about by Psalms. That there is a way that a person meditates day and night. All you have to do is prepare your soul to be offered on the altar of God's word until it can serve you, instead of you serving everything it wants to run off and do. See? And at that time I learned so much about the human mind, how it worked. And I wasn't leading myself to the sources to find it out either. He was helping me teach on it and teach on it. He taught me enough about the human mind, God did, that I learned how to prepare it for meditation. And you know what we've taught you about reading something. How come you can't memorize it by reading a paragraph one time? Okay, quote it back to me. Well, I can tell you a little bit of what it meant. Quote it back. And the same paragraph, you go over it several times. Several times. And pretty soon you can walk out of there and somebody say, quote it. Just like that. If you had the power and capacity to do that after looking at it a few times. I mean, if the capacity was in your brain, then why couldn't you do it when you read it the first time? See, that was some of the first steps in how to prepare yourself for meditation day and night. Day and night. I read Ephesians and then Galatians. Ephesians 20 times, time after time. Then read Galatians 20 times, time after time after time. Boy, this image that verse talked about got real powerful here. This one got real powerful here. This one got real powerful here. Then these two joined and it cleared up. Ooh, then something over and this one came over and joined with that. Oh my God, what a revelation. And when did it happen? Just any time you're approaching a red light too fast. It can happen any time, in other words. You go, my God, that's what he meant. It's seen when he said, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. What it was saying is in a manner this, faith comes by hearing and hearing by what the word of God really said about it. With my enemies, I used the word. Judas hung himself. Now where's another good verse? Go do you likewise. There are two verses. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I meditated on them, and I meditated on those two verses. When faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by understanding. The faith that you're believing for is the truth, and it is his word. And that's what will come to pass, not you picking a verse out of context and making a great big fat doctrine out of it. The devil's most powerful weapons, and I'm telling you about him, to overcome the deception is the first steps to overcome him. And his greatest powerful tools is deception and religion. He can do so much with just one guy. Deception and religion. His most powerful tools, and they sent more people to hell than you can count. At least today. Religion and deception. Just a short. There was Jews and Christians living in communities and stuff as things 400 years after the cross. You're releasing this much of information to us? Yes, I am. Because when that door opened, previous before that, it only opened for a short time, then I went on to finish a couple of doors. But I never will forget the feelings, how high it picked me up, how secure it made me feel. Something to operate in I never operated in before. I was on the peak of as much as he could give me at that point, because like I said, if it would have been more, with the lack of mortification that I had in some areas, I could have went all inclusive. I couldn't see how God could burn anybody. The Bible has some errors, you know, the way the founding fathers on into the generations in Biblia, where everything was stored, they had to choose this letter and choose that one. You know, the truth of the matter is, he's a God that loves you, and I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter whether you be born again. One man caused you to have a sin nature. You didn't ask for it. You didn't ask for it. You were born that way. Well, why doesn't he owe to them? When the second Adam come, he died and rose spiritually alive and gave the life back to every man. Every man. So one man died for him. One man cost it. Everybody's automatically saved. Boy, if I'd have been dropped off right there at that love, I would have went Carlton. And if I got to the end of that part, I'd have to figure something else out. Well, if I can't quite go that far, what would be another doctrine that would be really good? I know. How about eternal security? I got born again when I was a child. I have a new nature. Ooh, I grew up with a new nature. Oh, I was born, you know, redeemed. Born again. Wow. Wow. But I really do have a call. I got to get rid of the Jews and take a lot of the world over. There'll be a lot of killing and stuff, and I'll be doing a lot of it, you know. But when he died, every sin you have ever committed or any sins you could ever commit has already been taken care of. He solved it. So once you're born again, just be free. Be free. Will we see Hitler? Oh, sure, he'll be there. How about Napoleon? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard they got born again, so. Yeah. I don't know what I'd have dropped off with. I think I'm smarter than that. But I went on to the next two doors, and they made sure that I wouldn't drop off there. Sure. Woo. Hallelujah. Have you ever fasted so long you could take your rib cage out and comb your hair with it? Right there near the top of the things that take you out, deceitfulness of riches and the lust for other things, or the love of money and the lust for other things because of the power that's in money. Now, I got scriptures that go along with this, but I can't seem to stop at the moment laying the foundation. The lust for other things includes the God complex. You ever wondered about, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing when you're giving? What do I do? Lock it in a closet and click, click. Okay. Here's my offering.
I peeked.
Shut up. Well, how do you not let your left hand know what your right hand's doing? Close it and it'll go up through your bloodstream, tell your heart. How do you shut it off? Close it. Would you please close the closet on that while I put this offering in? What can't trust your own flesh means? Don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing. Means you can't trust your own flesh. Can't trust your own flesh. Well, how does that work? I can remember when preachers would begin to tell of their achievements, I'd jump in. I'd start telling about mine. Yes, sir, and I turned the invitation down, though, to talk to the president, because he's already safe. You know, I didn't have to go talk with him, yeah. Oh, yeah, I've counseled with, Yep. Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe I stood on the word. I stood on it and received $1 million. Do you know why? Because I'm the one he trusted it with. You ever heard that, that God favored this man and he favored this one? So you get to fall off the cliff because he likes him better than he does you. This is what it means, not let your left hand know what your right hand's doing, because that says, tell them how great you are. And tell them the things you did, that all that money wouldn't be pouring in if it wasn't for you. You're the life, the foundation of this thing. You're really great. I feel good. I feel so good about you. Don't you feel good inside? My God, look at the respect they're showing for you now. Because they know you're the one that wrote the $10 million check. Look at them. Look at you. They're about to come over and throw roses on you. Did you see that? Woo! I shouldn't have let him in on it. You shouldn't have what? Let you in on it. Well, I can. You follow me, and you'll seat in the throne, the stars established above the Most High, if you follow me. Shut up, left hand, and stay out of my life. You don't need to know what I'm doing, because I'm not going to listen to 1 ounce of your advice. So the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things. I hope you're going somewhere. Yes. Have you ever wondered how you could shut your hand in a closet and then secretly give and it doesn't find out? No. He's not going to get in my door of thinking and operating out of him. And what I do for him is because I love him for what he has done for humanity. You don't need to know anything else. And shut up. If you don't stop, I'm not even going to let you carry the time. Sometimes a person don't know how much greed they have until it's shown to them. Tim sure helped me one time. He said, I heard somebody talking like that and they fell. Hurt my feelings, but healed me. See, now I don't have any need. Meaning, if I was down, I would really appreciate encouragement. Encouragement. But I don't appreciate being in the process of becoming Elijah. Or Jesus, maybe. I remember when I was teaching on this sensationalism, and I wrote an article, Where It'll Take You. And just when I was finishing the letter, somebody in Arizona or somewhere, it's in a desert area, but they stood up and declared, I am Jesus. So I could write in it, I rest in my case. You said that to say this? Yes. Now, during that time of love, I started practicing some of those principles that was taught to me during that time. Then some of the other doors sealed it in better and better and attached themselves to me until God thought it maybe was time then for me to be able to go ahead and handle the next dose that He wanted to pour out. And the avalanche happened here. And when I was able to understand what it was, the avalanche closes the pass. Pass is closed. So, it's a whole new realm. The good of everything that was done for me has come over. And it's a whole new realm. So the meeting in Brazil felt pretty normal. Usual miracles and things. I didn't put it together, though, until the visitation that guy that was sent to the front was sent up there by the devil. He was enraged, and when they told him, why did he get up there like that? And his explanation at that point was he did want to tear my head off. He wanted to kill me. And I'm just preaching, and he wandered up, just stood like that. 6'4", maybe, 3'2", big. So I went over and I said, can I help you? And she interpreted it. He just stood there and she goes. And it looked like it was actually a karate move because he hit me with his fingers open. He went. Tink. I went. Twinkles. Tink. I'm going. So Alan ran over. Because it was a little peculiar, you know, somebody just trying to hit you and tinking you like that. So he actually, you know what he did? I think he knew it, something was going on. So he got between me and him. He moved right between us. Like if somebody would have been hit with the next one, it would have been Alan. But he moved in between. But by that time I knew it was the devil. My lightning quick mind went over hundreds of thousands of years of history and 50 of meditation. I looked and suddenly I knew. I reached over around Alan like that because he's holding him back like this. Did he hit you? He didn't hit him. A feather hurts. He goes, I go. I think I just said Jesus. I don't remember really exactly, but Jesus. And he went, boink. So Alan didn't have to stand between us anymore. I don't know how long he laid on the floor. Alan might remember. A while. Half hour he laid there on the floor. But what I remember, they checked and asked him why then, and that's when he said he was going to tear my head off and stuff. And the next time we saw him, though, he was sitting on the front row with his wife. So we gathered. Hallelujah. Well, that was the time before this time, that last time that I went. So now I'm there, you know, and heard the avalanche here. I go there, preach the whole meeting. It's all done. Rest in the day, going to do Sunday. And then, you ever You ever have a wife give you a list? The list was next, you know. I want. So that it was that night. I woke up. There he was, sitting in the chair, smoking flax. I had Mark investigate it in witchcraft, where they put curses on people and things. Very, very heavy in Brazil. So obviously they thought that that would get the job done or whatever. But she goes, whew, just, you should have seen their eyes. I mean, they didn't look like they were just staring. They looked like they were reading you. So I let her go to the end of one end of it. She's fanning it in my direction. Then she started back to go down the other room. And that's when I jumped up and they dissolved into the walls and things. And then started the chanting, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And all right. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. Oh, shut up. I'm going to kill you. When I saw all that I wanted to see, and there was some more, I was kind of studying it. I shouldn't have done that. But I studied it. I gave them testimonies while they were chanting. The little boy got his feet crooked and got healed. I said, and he got healed, and she brought him home, and her husband cussed her because she's late. She held the baby up, and he got born again. And they kind of missed a beat in there. We're going to kill you. And I insinuated that their final resting place was hell. I said, you know, in my realm, I love my enemies, but And they really didn't like that. They got anger. Didn't do them any good. Took a little bit more. This was all new to me. But they got absolutely vanquished. I had no trouble where I went this time. I haven't heard a buzz from them since. But what did begin to open up to me, it changed the way I looked at money. And all these things that began to happen that switched our dependency more and more over to money, because the deceit of riches was the second level of takeout for finance and anything that thing wanted to be. Not how much junk, how wealthy the oil's going to flow out of the round to establish the gospel of Mohammed worldwide. I knew it, especially in the last days when all this communication. But when the first door opened up, I remember how it began to affect in Brazil. And we got the law. We got the law taken out of the giving. It belonged to the Old Testament, and it's after you'd be forced into it from fear, or those things would come upon you, that he said that you would receive for not giving your tithe. When we discovered it was in the Old Testament and turned everybody loose, did you know how much the offerings dropped down? But I'd rather them drop down like that than you to keep have to be forced giving of money you didn't want to give. The law was added because of sin. Everybody loved the story of Cain the timber wolf, and Gary just told it last week, I think, but what you don't know is how much I love that wolf. He'd tear pickets off the fence and get out anyway. So when he'd come back and he had that feather on his mouth, did he eat another chicken? Did you pray God? Did you? Can't? Did you? No. The feather would float to the ground. For neighbor's sake, everybody finally had to conclude. I couldn't give him the big backyard to roam in. He could jump, pick it off. So I had to put him on a chain. Improved it with a cable where he could run between a tree and a tree. But I don't mind telling you that the first thing I noticed, he used to have a little bright place in his eye, a twinkle. It was gone. Rosalie loves any little animal, and we got a little lamb, a little goat. Cute to spring around our backyard. Can you have goats out there? You can have chickens out there. And he'd run around and play. And he found out his limitations too. He wouldn't go where Cain could run down and get him. But you know how smart a wolf is? He started pulling up short. He'd go, and then put little bitty goat this year, and he'd go, no. So Cain started staying here. So Cain stayed here. We found these little hooves. That was his nature. It was Cain's nature. So I gave him away to a big ranch kind of thing. I had a great big fencing area. They took Cain out. Kept looking at me. Put him in the car. He kept looking. When's the joke going to be over? But I had to put him under the law because he had a sin nature. Well, the only reason they gave under the law is they had to. You'd be cursed with the curse. When we eliminated the tithe, everybody adjusted to where they were really walking. Did the offerings go whoosh, whoosh. And a lot of churches in town don't like us because of that, because if they'd believe that, they'd know they'd go broke. Isn't it something we gotta be forced in? Programs that keep people saved? And how much money's received based on greed? I can really take money from you. Really. When you know you're really the one going to get all the money benefited and more. That's the easiest way to take offerings. And don't think I was good at it in my day when I fell to that mess for a little while. I was, thought I was genuine. I had a dinner with a plate for $1,000. I think about 80 of it come in before I ever went to Brazil. 80 came in, and the rest were a process of time if they bothered to spend it. But I ran into a problem. When fasting was added to praying in tongues, I had to give one or the other up. The greed, the wrong receiving, the wrong giving. I had to give one of them up or give praying in tongues up. The both will not coexist together. It began to increase. Increase, and I didn't ever have to hurt anybody over money again. begin to increase and increase. And I just began to get the understanding just after the avalanche that everything he did in Brazil, we're on television, it's on radio, we're all over Brazil on the airways and that. I know who a few are, or some that are paying. But other than that, I don't even know who's paying for all of it. Now, I'm not saying, well, that's not the way that you're supposed to run a... No, there's different times, different things will happen. But I am telling you this. The only thing that was holding, getting everything that wanted to be done, would be the deceitful and the riches. And greed-based faith. Well, since the only thing that can kill all of that is the love of God in a certain place, don't think that it doesn't open the other end up. It does. It does open the other end up. It frees it just as sure as faith frees anything else. Told you that to tell you this. You should have heard the teachings we did on the love of God at Norval's this time. And then I found out most of the crowd was made out of people who had known us 15 years or better. They came in for the meeting. And so I got to preach a whole lot more about that love than I thought I'd be able to. But this I know. It's not hard. At first it felt like it. But as that love takes you more over and over, then that part gets easier. Everything gets easier. And when Jesus said, take my yoke upon you, you say, oh, take my yoke upon yourself and learn of me. And I said, a yoke? Big, big bull. He's massive. Can drag a house down out there, cutting a burrow, plowing. But when they want to trade a little bull, train him. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. You would put a yoke on me? Jesus, that's not like you. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Well, how does that work? Oh God, you take a... This little bull, just a little bull, he wants to run around and play, you know, an oxen bull. They take this yoke and they yoke it to him. It's about like a flea bothering that big bull. And the big bull knows what to do. He'll get water and a lot of food for doing it. So they set him in his direction. He actually plows, goes to the end. And here's the flea trying to get away, dragging against him. He hardly knows he's there. Drags him up and down the row. Drags him up and down the row. What's he doing? He's learning of him. Jesus said, take my yoke and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly. Sometimes in those areas you got to be drug up and down the road. And that's no yoke. I mean joke, I'm sorry. You know, and some of that is not fun. Would you take this thing off of me? Do you love your enemy? Oh, of course not. Shut up. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I'm meek and lowly. What are you learning about? My God, it sounded like love. I didn't realize all of that was happening there. was a brush from the first part. And now that one's closed and we're launching into a second. Who, after all, we're going to have a revival in Tulsa where, and I get to see in my lifetime what it feels like to go by a children's hospital and then go in there, watch all the machines go off and get normal, and all the aides come running out going, "What in the world is happening here?" Called their parents to come and get them. How fast do you think that would spread through a city? My son was twisted up, and I brought him to Gary's meeting and laid him down, or I brought him to the hospital and laid him down. I know he'd never see and never talk, but he could hear. What kind of life is that going to be? I'd like to go in and visit him. He has to be kept on a machine once in a while. Son, and the way he can, he lets him know, "I love you. I love you." How do you talk to kids like that? When they're going to die or something. And, "Mommy, why am I born like this and the other kids play?" What do you tell them? "Because you're special. You're special. Where did I come from? You're our daughter, our son. You come from heaven, God. God, did he make me?" "Yes. Yes, amen." "How come I can't play like the other kid? Can you settle for that?" "I can't." "I can't." If I wasn't called to do it myself, which being a believer, that wouldn't be out of my grasp either. But I sure, if I didn't know who went to that hospital and messed my kid up, like sent him home screaming and talking and crying, if I wasn't rich, I'd sell my car and my house and everything I had, and I'd find him. I would find him. I'd find him. And I'd bring my kid." What do you know in this realm now? Only door there. The only door there is that last big bank vault door. You know where they keep all the money, and it's on a timer usually, so this crook can just go ahead and just kill the guy and he still can't take it off the timer. They're on a big timer, and you go in there and there's just stacks and stacks of money. Well, the verse that crucified me this time, as I'm heading into this next part, "He that's not faithful in the mammon of unrighteousness, who'll trust you with the true riches?" Not been faithful, mammon of unrighteousness. "Who'll trust you with the true riches? Well, we wonder what's true riches. Would that love make you faithful? Oh, yes. But if you're not faithful in the mammon of unrighteousness, Jesus said in the beginning of the parable, he says, children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. But I say unto you, yeah, to make me wiser than them. So if I can understand what's contained in those five words, and this is one of them. First, I had to realize what the true riches were. What's going to be left when this planet passes away with a loud noise, a roaring heat, and vanishes away and is no more? This planet's not going away for another 1,000 years. So forget it. It's got a millennial. Then God's going to look at it. Just one ferocious look, and the heavens and earth pass away with a loud noise and roaring, like Peter said. Just gone. And then there'll be I looked and behold, in the next chapter, a new heaven and a new earth.
I'm going to build my throne room right. I didn't say throne room, did I? I'm going to build my mansion right next to the throne room of God.
I said, you can, but I'm going to go make mine on Eden, my new heaven and my new earth. That's where I'm going. I'm going to go live where our new home was made to live. That's where we'll be happy. Don't worry. We'll see them all the time. Don't fret about it. But we're not leaving this month. I'm not going this month. I'll hang on to a telephone pole before I'll go. Not faithful in the mammon of unrighteousness, who trust to the true riches. What are the true riches? My God, all this will be gone. Adam, all the way to the white throne judgment. There'll be. Maybe 36 billion. Maybe 36 billion made it, maybe. We don't know how many would say, what was this? In particular cases, we haven't figured them all out. Let's say 36 billion. Why? Oh, because too many people wasn't faithful in the mammon of unrighteousness and just made absolutely exorbitant lifestyles, cost $1 billion a day.
Why? Because they were something.
If you've not been faithful in the mammon of unrighteousness, who'll trust to your the true riches?
Well, you mean the stuff in heaven?
No. You. Can't trust them with your chances of being born again. So that gift flowing like we was talking about. Hospitals. You know, something like Jesus would do. Tell me, what was he moved by when he healed them all? You know what compassion is? It's the tangible substance of love. But it's left, it's kept in greedy little perimeters, got out and went tangible, moved compassion into place, and started doing a whole lot more things that were impossible than Jesus did. Do I want to stay mean? No. Are you losing your fear by the boatloads? You think you're going to fail? No way. What's the true riches? Okay, there's a whole continent over there. Whole continent. And the true riches are there. Are several billion. And I want them. And that's why you're receiving all that fire. Yeah. I want them. I want them. And that's going to, by the worldly power standards. That's going to cost you $200 trillion of 1,000 trillions of octillia abelita trillions, which is massive, massive number. That's how much the precious fruit is over there. You think you can handle the currency they use that weigh in gold the half the weight of the moon? Yes, sir. Just wire that to my account tomorrow and I'm going after them. What to do? To buy, to change, to fix, to mediate, to track them down, to get my own army, to buy everything that could possibly need to do the leg materialistic work until the people with the love at full capacity show up in the middle of all that mess and harvest everybody that really isn't a devil. Did you exaggerate a little? Not on the figures. Did you exaggerate a little? And I quoted the verse I was going to read. Did you exaggerate a little? Sure and natural. Like a parable to make a point. Yes, I did. But I also established a path with a tangible presence that's here. That will take us, anybody else, and harvest the true riches on a take us home world scale. And we'll get to see it. Do you have that much confidence? Not before the other realm shut down. And this one opened. And I've only been in it 2 weeks. Every time a person will reach a state of grace or an anointing, something new in his life, since you hadn't had it before, it's marvelous. You think it's about the greatest thing. Testified the word 50 years, been fortune feed. Preaching 40. But when I get something new that's to me, it's not weird and drops off and falls apart. 40 years and praying in tongues, one of the great additives. When I say I feel a lack of fear, it takes on a new meaning to me, because it is. Or afraid of failure. How could you be afraid of failure when you don't have any fear? How could you be? Wherever he's going to have you go. I've never seen that before, and now already one time since. When you were caught away there, it's a little cloud descend up. It didn't go anywhere, but it made me know by revelation it was contained of a certain substance. And I said, "Why? What is this?" I'm sure he'd have showed me anyway. why bring it into existence? You don't say, what? It had within it a packaging. And it was like, if I was called to go over here, what would I need? This package is made specially designed for his ministry and where he was going, see? Absolutely. Well, what if it was to some place they kill you for preaching? He included in that package that the person that carried it in with him, that equipping, would be fully able to succeed in where they were going. Like, where are you going? And all those kind of things. Where are you going? I know people that'll kill you for crossing their border. That would be a good one. But I don't know that part. But I knew he was packaging you for wherever or whatever it was, equipping. You brought that on yourself when you went into those groanings. Is there anyone here not filled with the Holy Spirit?